Could I just ask, I don't know, just sort of intuitively, I've always found it sort of, I don't know, a little bit strange about this whole thing with TLS and venetoclax. Do you think that it purely is the fact that it's just so quick and effective, or maybe something beyond that sort of biologically, pharmacologically?
No, I believe it's actually an on-target effect, and the CLL cells have high levels of BCL2. Venetoclax is an inhibitor of BCL2. BCL2 is an anti-apoptotic protein. You block the function of that anti-apoptotic protein, and it throws the cells into apoptosis, and there's rapid induction of cell death. So I think it's an on-target drug-specific effect.
And actually, I've heard from, I think, on-target drug-specific, but maybe also to some extent cancer-specific, because now we're hearing about it in mantle cell and also in myeloma, amazingly. And apparently, you don't see it. Is that right? You don't see TLS with venetoclax there?
Correct. As far as I know, we've been doing work in the leukemia department at Anderson in AML and myelodysplastic syndrome. So we're looking at it in those diseases. You don't have to go through the same orderly, protracted dose escalation in those other hematologic malignancies. There's activity. We also will use a higher dose in those diseases as our target dose.